By now, assuming you're watching the videos, and indeed assuming you're watching the videos in the right order, because if you don't watch them in the right order, they may not make sense to you. But if you are, by now, you will know that your life is in your own hands, and that it depends on what you bring to the party, how you turn up to your own life, what state of mind you're in. And of course, really the only proper state of mind to be in is a completely clear state of mind, so I know what's going on in the here and now, so I can spot opportunities in the here and now, so I can avoid pitfalls in the here and now, so I can do the right thing in the here and now to get me to where I want to go today and in life, and I can avoid doing the wrong thing. You're beginning to understand how all this fits together in what I have described as the two-piece jigsaw. Or as I described to somebody that I've just come off the phone from, as two power tools. This guy, who I've been working with for a couple of years, said to me towards the end of the conversation, I asked you a couple of years ago, give me the tools so that I can manage my state of mind and change my life. He said, and now I understand that there are just two tools. It's like having a gym. In order to get everything I want out of the gym, I only have to run on the treadmill and use the rowing machine. The treadmill is the mental fitness tool of doing the little mental exercises like the ones you've downloaded with the free training so far. The other tool is regularly setting your mind to achieve objectives. Now, very often when I talk to people and ask them the question, what is it that they want to achieve, they take a big deep breath and go, ooh, what's my purpose in life? But that's not what I'm talking about here. You have objectives for today. Or if you don't, you need to actually think about what your objectives are for today, because there's much more to life than simply making it through the day. If you have a big meeting later on, if you have an interview, if you're going home to have a nice evening with your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, or the whole family and your children, at least you have an objective of having a good evening. You need to reflect on these things, and you need to set your mind so that these things actually happen, because too often the ordinary mind, running on autopilot, runs off in the wrong direction. And what starts out as a great meeting turns out to be a mess. What starts out as a wonderful evening goes downhill fast, simply because we're not in control of our own state of mind. But when you take control of your state of mind, then everything changes. And that's why I've put this bonus video together, because I want to shut up now and I want you to hear some extended snippets of conversation with some of the clients and Psychology of Success online users who have gone before you and in whose footsteps you may well follow.
The lowest it's ever been. Now, at the moment, as you know, I'm under a little bit of stress at home, and really shouldn't be there. And I've absolutely no doubt that had a huge impact on it today. So there's no doubt when you slow your mind down and you know, concentrate on just what's going on now, it makes a massive difference. From a business point of view, it's had a huge impact for me, because with all the stuff and that went on and how badly business went and where we were in a position where we weren't sure where we were going to survive at all, those days were helped greatly by just being mindful, really, more than anything, and stopping and breathing and not panicking. And I think without that, I don't know that I would have got through the thing properly. And a lot of people say to me they would have gone mad if they'd been in my situation, and how did I cope with it? And without a doubt, it's because of mindfulness.
It's totally transformed my life. I feel calm. I feel able to deal with all the different situations that I have come up against in personal and in professional. This time last year, my blood pressure was through the roof. Now, I have never suffered from high blood pressure ever before. If anything, my blood pressure was always on the lower side of normal. even that alone, the fact that my blood pressure has gone back to normal and that I just feel calm. Do you know what? Things are just rolling off me now. It's everything is so much better, so much better.
It's been pretty incredible, actually. I right around the time I signed up, I was going through some health issues, and I just had a lot of stress. I've got stress at work, stress at home. So, I just have a lot going on, and feel like, I'm not really effective at any of them. And that's kind of where I was from when I saw, I think I saw your ad for the program on one of my Instagram feeds. So it was kind of just the perfect solution, met the perfect storm, I guess. And, since then, I still have the stress. Yeah, I mean, the outside influences are still there, but I'm just dealing with them a lot better. Even my wife, Michelle, says.
It's like everything, isn't it? You start doing it and you go, is this really having a positive impact on me? Yeah. And then it's over time, you realize it completely is. But you don't, it's not as if there's a light bulb moment. It just happens over time. And I think that's been the crucial bit for me. It's just happened over time. And I think it's the bit where, you just reflect on stuff and you go, I'm more aware of what I'm doing now. And I actually stand back from it and look at it, look at it from outside and go, yeah, you were being an idiot there, or you were, that's the way you were feeling. Why were you feeling that way? So you're much more aware of your feelings per se, but not into them, not completely absorbed by them, standing back and being able to observe them. That's the key bit for me.
I feel more centered and grounded. I feel I'm actually coaching far better than I've ever coached before. I'm calmer. I'm more clear on what I want and less distracted by stuff. Just more relaxed and at ease with life.
The benefits themselves have been tremendous, because as you deal with more things and as the world will throw more and more things at you, that gave me the ability to take time to have a presence of mind to begin considering what were the things to focus on, what were the things to let go. I think the other thing as well probably is getting to understand myself a little bit better. And therefore, what that gave me the ability, I think, to do was potentially to be able to understand other people a little bit better. So I think it's really a self-fulfilling circle in that by being more aware of what I'm looking to do for the right reasons, it allows me then, when I look to see what I'm doing right or wrong.
You're operating from a different place. And that was the only thing I was clear about, and I got it really, really quickly. Really quickly. I wrote it down, and I have to say it was like the tooth fairy came overnight.
The only thing you have is this moment. This moment we're speaking now is the only thing you actually have. It's the only thing that's real. And that is the most important thing. Definitely this malarkey of worrying about things that you've said in the past, because, good God, whatever about trying to influence things in the future, trying to change stuff in the past, when you think about it, is behaviour of a lunatic, and we all do it. So I've that's another aspect of what you've introduced me to, really, that I think has had a very formative effect on me and my behaviour in a positive way.
The setting of the experience comes back in.
Sorry, could I just ask, Philip, was that something that you wrote down, Philip?
Yes. So I was, as Willie will tell you, I had a shopping list description of the role that I wanted, literally a shopping list of a million different bits and pieces. I was listing the ingredients and not the experience of eating the cake itself. So I stood back from that and wrote down
if you like, I wrote down a couple of things. So waypoints along the way, as well as the final one, if you like. I was struck by, I think, one of our last conversations where Willie was talking about, you know, you have an important meeting and you want to write the outcome of that. So for that particular one, I did actually write a perfect moment for it. That actually came to pass as well, which, and even parts of it, I had written in it that I could hear the kind of babble of work colleagues, shall I say, in as I finished the meeting, whatever it was, assuming that I was going to be in a meeting room that was, you know, deep in the building. So you'd be walking out of the meeting room and you'd end up kind of hearing that. So that's why I had described it that way. Forgot all about that. And of course, when I got to the place, they have meeting rooms off reception. So the great unwashed that don't have a badge can go and meet people. So I wasn't going to be in that environment ordinarily. But when I came out of the meeting, I just said to the reception, do you mind it? Is there a loo I could use? So I ended up going into the loo, which of course got me through the wall into the open area. And it was only when I was coming back out of that that I suddenly stopped and realized this was a bit of the perfect moment that I had written. But interestingly enough, I only dug out the other day, yesterday, because I was going to, it kind of struck me to go back to the ingredients list. So that wish list that Willie said I could never have because it was too prescriptive. And I went down through it and I ticked every single item on it. The new job gives me every single one of those prescriptive things, like very prescriptive, down to the kind of work environment that I want to work in, the kind of people I want to work with. That sort of stuff was tick, 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 tick. And that list, I created that list maybe, 4 years ago?
Four or five years ago, I would say. Yeah. But of course, the key point is that you can't eat the cake and enjoy it unless it has all the ingredients in it.
I wrote a perfect moment when I was with you about 14 years ago and it all came true. I've written perfect moments under your guidance for years and most of them have come true and have happened.
Oh, actually putting pen to paper and writing down your perfect moments or your goals or whatever you want to call them, just writing down things that you would like to achieve, but more importantly, what they looked like and what they felt like when you have achieved them or as if you were living them. And I've done that. And it was funny, I came across a thing, I came across a notebook that I thought I'd lost, and I opened it up, and it was a thing I'd written around the time of the 10th of the course year, back in 2009, during the financial crisis. Lots of things were going on, and I just had, surprisingly, I had time on my hands to think about the things that I'd like to be doing. What are the goals I'd like to achieve? And at that time, I was thinking about setting up my own business and what that would look like and feel like and the type of services. I went through the whole thing and wrote it all down as if I was actually living it. And I found this notebook and I opened it up, and everything that was in that notebook, everything that was written down in that note, has basically come to pass.
So we've had these perfect moment visions, and I could probably describe those visions in perfect moment detail. But it's amazing though that those sorts of vision, you know, moments of clarity that I do get, it's crystal clear, crisp, the senses are all engaged. So yeah, what happened since is I left my job of 11 years at the end of March and set up my own company. Over the last 6-7 months, opportunities have popped up that I wouldn't have even dreamed of. And the strange thing about it is that the apparent feeling of them just falling on my lap.
Discipline is such an important thing, Willie, that, you know, actually disciplining yourself to do it. I think the only way to go about that effectively is to do it at the same time every day, more or less, because as with everything, it's habit forming. Without any doubt, it's beneficial and becomes very enjoyable and very relaxing and very, sounds a bit nuts, but liberating as well, because it liberates you a lot from your day-to-day worries and makes you, I think, helps you focus a lot more on the things that you need to be getting on with. So I found it wonderful.
Which one with the HR team and do it with the Zoom meetings? Find it makes has a big impact on the management meetings as well. Meeting with the 10 managers who are all remote over Zoom each week. That's we always do mindfulness begin the meeting. I used to meet with the 10 managers face to face, and we used to start the meeting with it. Then we moved on to Zoom, and we decided to still start the meeting with the mindfulness, and we do. And that sort of 5 or 10 minutes before the meeting starts, just doing it, sort of sets the dynamic for the whole meeting. Everybody listens very mindfully. You'll never find anybody interrupting anybody on that. It's very, very focused, and it's the managers wouldn't be able to do it without the practice beforehand. It's had a tremendous impact for the warehouse management team, with the HR team, but also the team of managers too. I decided to start having a management meeting with the warehouse management team because they're spread across the whole warehouse, all coming from dealing with different issues. So I start each meeting with the guided mindfulness, but maybe 10 minutes. And in the beginning, I could see how uncomfortable they felt, but they very, very quickly got comfortable with it. And it's they come in, and as soon as I say, "No, you know, let's sit up straight," and they just, it's like a lot of soldiers, they'll sort of know what they're doing. And what brought it home, the impact of it, was after doing it for about a year, I had the guys together, we were about to start, and I realized I hadn't brought down the paperwork I needed. And I went out, I came back in, and I handed it out, and I just started the meeting. And I mindlessly forgot to do the mindfulness, and it was a terrible meeting, and I couldn't work out. I spent 2 days thinking I'd maybe had a problem with the team, and then it just dawned on me, no, I forgot to do mindfulness with. I got distracted. So I've seen what happens when I don't. So the guys have really enjoyed.
Because during the day, at any point, I can just decide to stop. I'll just go into the other room, I'll take 2 minutes out, and then come back in and continue where I was.
Doing what I need to do for 10 minutes every morning, you know, so, which is usually before anybody gets up. And, you know, every morning I get up, I go downstairs, I've got my own little spot, I open the back doors, I let the dog out. The dog doesn't know what's going on half the time. He goes out, comes back in, and I sit there and I, you know, I meditate, and it's great. So, you know, it's, I think that's had a big difference, I have to say.
Once you get out of your own way, so life is so much easier.
This time last year, everything is so calm and serene, and it is just, it's wonderful. The best thing to have happened to me this year, just the difference even in how I feel compared to, yeah, even the start of March, the start of April, is just, it's just unreal. It's unreal. It's totally transformed my life. I feel calm. It's everything is so much better. So much better. I feel happy. I feel really happy for the first time in a long, long time. And I'm happy with where I am. And I know that everything is, you know, any of the challenges that lie ahead, they're temporary. And it doesn't really matter, because I have the tools now to be able to cope with them. So just even that on its own, even if I were to stop and not do anything else, that has been fantastic for me.
The absolute slowdown of the thought process, the awareness that it brings to your current state, your emotional awareness. So to experience that for the first time is quite profound.
Where the course is still going on being really helpful is this thing about you don't have to really know what the fundamental purpose of life is, basically. And so what I was the only thing I was clear about when we came to perfect moments was I wanted to operate from a different place inside myself. And so the one thing I was clear about is I wanted to swim through life.
Came to work on a Monday morning and was greeted by a voicemail from a vendor that I'm working with, not necessarily a client, but, you know, we have vendors that we have relationships that we, you know, have to maintain. And something I'd done the previous week by kind of bypassing him to talk to, you know, someone else in an organization that he represents kind of ruffled some feathers. So long story short, came to work and had a voicemail that, you know, I felt like was something I had to deal with quickly, but rather than just react, I kind of put on the brakes, and I think I had just gotten done. I thought, you know, I should really just kind of do a mini meditation right now. I feel like I'm a little stressed, and I did that, and I just picked one that was under, I think, the heading, you know, something to do with conflict, like dealing with difficult situations. So, and I picked a perfect mini meditation that you'd produce that basically, you know, had me kind of calm down and then evaluate what it is that I want from the outcome of this conversation that I'm going to have. And what I did then is just kind of wrote down what outcome I would really like to have. And then to kind of complement that, I actually wrote just a little quick, perfect operational, if you will, perfect moment, I know using your terms, of what I, you know, would be feeling like in a few minutes after I talked to this guy sitting at my desk, you know, and it was pretty short and sweet, and I covered all five of my senses, you know, and then kind of just sat for a moment, and then I got on the phone, and we had a really good conversation, no harm, no foul, everything was good. And, you know, it just kind of reinforced that if nothing else, just take a breath, take, you know, a minute and kind of contemplate what outcome you want from a situation. That alone, to me, that was huge. That was worth everything right there. You know, just understanding that we don't have to react. We can actually, be diligent, take our time. That's what I've learned from you. And that type of activity, those activities together have really started to change things. And I can see where, you know, as I progress in doing this and just paying attention, doing the check-ins daily, which I've calendared those, you know, so I get little reminders every few hours just to check in. You know.
Got, I suppose, few chances in life to actually begin to look at what is important around us. So many of us are tied into plans, be it 1-year plans, 3-year plans, 5-year plans, contingency plans, and from a personal perspective, educational plans and pension planning and all the rest of it. And it's all sometime in the future, it's not about right now. And what Willie has helped us do most importantly is to live in the now, but the longer term impacts that can have and that can bring to us has been something that I found tremendously empowering. Team perspective, not only will they become better employees or better managers or better senior managers because of it, they actually will become the better people that they were always able to become by just following some very clear signals that Willie gives so eloquently, and actually helps them to understand what their purpose is about.
Now, one final word from me. Don't forget that the Psychology of Success online program closes this coming Saturday night at midnight, my time, French time. After that, it won't be available online until I do this again. I only do it a couple of times a year. The reason for that is that next week, I will be having my first live online webinar with the new gang. You, if you take up this opportunity, are going to have lifetime access to the online program, and you and I are going to talk regularly. And by that I mean probably every 4 or 5 weeks is how it works out. And that is why the program will no longer be available from midnight this Saturday. The ball is in your court.